Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Tes. We are holding on Daf Ches Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page at the two dots. The Gemara is going to discuss what the case is of a person getting Malkus for what he does to a Kuti, and what the case is for getting Golos for what he does to a Kuti, and in Eved, the Gemara is going to then give three suggestions of when a Ger Toshev gets Golos and when a Ger Toshev gets killed, because we're going to discuss most of Amud Aleph is going to revolve around the Ger Toshev and how the Halachos of a Ger Toshev adapt to Golos. The Gemara is going to have a Machlokas Amoraim whether Omer Mutter is ones or mazid, and we're going to bring a raya to each shita whether omer mutter. If a guy does something because he thought it was mutter, we're going to bring a raya to each shita from the story of Avimelech and Sarah. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to have the first mission on Amud Beis is going to have machlokas whether a suma, a blind person, and whether a sone go to galus. Someone who hates the guy goes to galus, and we're going to have a machlokas about a suma. It will explain that the machlokas about a suma is really based on an understanding of one phrase in the Torah, the phrase below ra'os. And then the Gemara is going to tell us that a sone doesn't, according to Rabbi Yossi, does not need hasra'a. The Gemara is going to show that he's not the only one that does not require Asra. And then in the Mishnah, on the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, we're going to discuss the location of the six Arei Miklat, and where they were in Eivar Yarden, where they were in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara is going to get into the why it is that they needed the same amount on both sides of the Yarden. That seems unbalanced to have the same amount on both sides of the Yarden. So let's begin. We already read the Mishnah yesterday. I think we read the first little piece of Gemara. Not sure exactly. We left of Ben Gola Al Yedei Av. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So says Gemara Ben Gola Al Yedei Av. There were four lines after the Mishnah. A son goes to Golos for what he does to a father. Uraminu Maka Nefesh Prat L'Maka Aviv. We have a Bryce that tells us that Maka Nefesh excludes Maka Aviv, that a Maka Aviv does not go to Golos. So how do we resolve this? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities. Number one, Amar Rav Kana Lo Kasha. Har Rabbi Shimon V'har Rabbanan. Whether one goes to Golos for killing a father depends on the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about which Onesh is more Chamur. Is Chenek more Chamur than Sayah? Or is Sayif more chamer than Chenek? The Rabbi Shimon d'Amar Chenek chamer misayif. According to Rabbi Shimon, that Chenek is more chamer than Sayif is Shiga Sayif nitna lekapara. Shigas Chenek lo nitna lekapara. When a person kills, that's a chi of Sayif. So you kill Bishogeg, you did a Shigas Sayif. So yes, you can have kapara for that. But Chenek is more chamer. And what one does to a father by wounding a father, that is a Shigas, that is Chenek. So if you kill a father, it's worse than a Shigas Sayif. It's a Shigas Chenek, and that you can't go to Golos for, because you have to remember that Golos is not only an Onesh, it's also a Kapara. So if he did an Avera that's too terrible for Golos, then he can't go to Golos. The Rabbanan Darmi Sayif Chamur Michenek, but according to the Rabbanan that say Sayif is worse than Chenek, Horeg Av B'Shogeg Shigas Sayif Hu V'Shigas Sayif Nitna L'Kapara. If a person kills his father B'Shogeg, true, he should be Chayiv both Sayif and Chenek, but come he would only be chayiv the worst of the two. The worst of the two, according to the Rabbanan, is sayiv, which is the same thing. Anybody's chayiv for killing anyone. So it's every time a person goes to Golos, it's shigas sayiv. This is no different. So a person whose son who kills his father is shigas sayiv. So the first resolution to the stira, does a son go to Golos when he kills his father, is very simply machlokas. It's machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. The second resolution to the stira, Rava Amar Prat Laosa Chabur. If one kills his father Bishogeg, yes, he goes to Golos. But if one wounds his father Bishogeg without killing him, that's where he does not go to Golos. What would be the Havamin of Golos is only if you kill. So one might have thought that since someone who wounds his father B'mezid is Chayiv Misa, so therefore if he does so Bishogeg, Golos should apply to him. So Kamash Milan therefore tells us, no, Golos is reserved for those who kill Bishogeg, not for those who wound, even if he wounded his own father. Hakol Golin Ali de Yisrael. We then mentioned in the Mishnah that everyone goes to Golos for killing a Jew, and Yisrael is Golin Ali de. Hakol Golin Ali de Yisrael Asuye Mai. Who does that include? Who goes to Golos for killing a Jew? La Asuye eved v'kuti. It comes to include an eved, a kuti, that kills a Jew. Tanina laha, detan rabbanan, eved v'kuti, gol v'loka, al yidei Yisrael. V'Yisrael, gol v'loka, al yidei kuti, v'eved. That it works both ways. Both an eved and kuti can go to golus and can get malchus for something that they do to a Jew. And a Jew can go to golus and can also get malchus for something he does to an eved or a kuti. So says the Gemara, let's try to figure out when one would get malchus and when one would get golus by an eved and kuti. So bishlam eved v'kuti gola al yidei Yisrael v'loka. I understand that an eved and kuti are going to get golus and malchus for what they do to a Jew. Gola dekatle, they'll get golus if they kill a Jew. V'loka delatle, and they'll get malchus if the eved and kuti curses a Jew. El Yisrael gola v'loka al yidei kuti. But the idea that a Yisrael would go to golus or get malchus for what he does to a kuti, Bishlam Gola Dekatle, I understand he's going to get Golus for killing the Kuti. Eloloka Amai, why would the Jew get, what would the Jew have to do to get Malchus for what he did to a Kuti? Delatie, what, you think if he curses him, he's going to get Malchus? V'nasi v'amcha losar b'osa maisa amcha. No, the halacha is that you only get Malchus for cursing somebody when the person is osa maisa amcha, and a Kuti is not osa maisa amcha. The Rashash points out midushavik le'eved mashmir deshaper kriyin be osa maisa amcha delogar miisha, that if it were an eved that he cursed, that Yitaka would get malchus. Meaning an eved is not excluded from osa maisa amcha because an eved behaves like a Jew, like a Jewish woman, but like a Jew. Meaning he's chayv in mitzvos ki isha. But then he says v'atos yontav b'mechilas kvot haraso lo dak shekolol eved im kuti deinu chayv al kolosim itam osa maisa amcha. He says Tos Yantif includes eved and kuti together and says you don't get malchus for either one of them. So he points out that the Kesef Mishnah in the 16th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's muchach from the Kesef Mishnah that he didn't have the girsa of eved over here. So the whole diuk falls away, but the Tos Yantif had our girsa. So bottom line is that the Rashash is being medayek that we dafka focus on a kuti now. We said, Eli Yisrael, golav lo kali de kuti, what's the case of Malchus? The case of Malchus cannot be that you curse the kuti, because he's got to be osa maisa amcha to be chayv Malchus for cursing someone. So what's the case of Malchus for what you do to a kuti? Elam ravach bar Yaakov kagon sheheidbo vuhuzam. You testified against the kuti and became an eid zomim. The kavasah gabe eved sheheidbo vuhuzam. Well, we said you get Malchus for what you do to an eved and a kuti. So the implication is that by an eved also, it's shehayid bo vuhuzam. Well, eved bar edusu is an eved someone who's subject to edus, so it doesn't seem to fit that you would get malchus for an edus related issue on a kuti and an eved, because the eved is not a bar edus. Elam, meaning we're assuming it's a two-way street, where you get malchus for doing to him, he gets malchus for doing to you. An eved can't give edus against you, an eved is possible edus. Elam ravach b'rei d'ravika hacham ha'eskinan kigon sheiko haka'a she'in ba'shav b'pruta. What's the case that you get malchus for what you do to a kuti if you hit him, but the damage done is less than a shavapruta worth of damage? The Dam Rabbi Ami, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Ko Akash, Shein Bashavapruta, Loka, Velo Makshin, Nakal Leklala. That if you hit him and the damage done is less than a shavapruta, the chiyuv is a chiyuv malchus. And we don't make a hekesh between Aka and Klala, that just like by Klala, it only applies to someone who's also Maisa Amcha, that Aka also is only for also Maisa Amcha. Not true. Haka, even if he's a kuti, even if he's not also Maisa Amcha, you're chayiv malchus. Wait, aren't you chayv mamon when you hit somebody, when you wound somebody? So Rashi points out, yeah, the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos points out that Beferish Rib Satora, that when you wound somebody, even though there should be a chayiv malchus for the los asay and mamon for the damage done, you only chayiv the mamon and not the malchus. But when you can't be chayiv the mamon because it's pachs mishav pruta and there are no chayivay mamon of pachs mishav pruta, memela you are then going to be chayiv the malchus. The Paras Yosef points out, strong kasha, though. He points out, if this is the case that you're going to get malchus for what you did to the eved and for what you did to the kuti, right? Pachas mishav pruti says sarachiyun to gabe eved have a malchus leeved v'tashlum in laadon v'lchayiv afil ba'akasha shavar pruta. By the eved, you don't have to say pachas mishav pruta, because by the eved you could be chayiv both malchus and mamun. This whole idea that you only get one onesh k'dei rishasa, we have to mechayiv mishum shtei rishayos. You're not going to be mechayiv a person too. That's if both chiyuvim are klapei the same person. But when one does monetary damage to an eved, that's monetary damage to the adon. You owe the money to the adon, not to the eved. The haka'a, though, the los hasay of hitting him, that's on the eved. So lechora, even if you did more than a shavu pruta of damage to the eved, yeah, you're going to have to pay mamun, but you'll pay the mamun to the adon, and therefore you're still chayv the malchus for what you did to the eved, even if it's a shavu pruta. Kama misa lezevet hashlumin leze. So that's the kasha that the Paras Yosef asks over here. He doesn't answer that kasha. Okay, next sugi in the Gemara. Says the Gemara three lines from the top of Tesamid Aleph. Chutz me al yedei ger toshav. The Mishnah went on to say that that kol golin al yedei sol v'sol golin al yedei chutz mi ger toshav. But a ger toshav is only gola al yedei ger toshav. So says Gemara alma ger toshav of chavmu. From the fact that a ger toshav is not subject to the normal laws of golus, makes it sound like he's treated like an Ovid Kochavim, he's treated like a non-Jew with respect to the halachos of Galus. So it says Mar Ema Seifa, but then the Mishnah goes on to say Gertoshev Golal Yidei Gertoshev, that a Gertoshev kills another Gertoshev, he goes to Galus. So it sounds like he's a Jew with regard to the laws of Galus. So Amrav Kanu Lo Kasha, Kan Be Gertoshev Shor Gertoshev, Kan Be Gertoshev Shor Yisrael. It depends. It depends who he kills. When he kills a Jew, then he does not have the laws of when he kills a Jew, he does not have the laws of a Yisrael. When he kills another Ger Toshev, then he does have the laws of a Yisrael. If you look at Rashi, Lo Kasha Ger Toshev Shari Ger Toshev Golah Kedektani Behed. Yeah, that's Beferish in the Mishnah. Vereisha Kshar Yisrael Eino Golah Lo Sagi Lei Begolus. Why doesn't he get Golus when he kills a Yisrael? Lo Sagi Lei Begolus. Again, we have to always remember that Golus is not only an Onesh. Golus is a treat that he gets to have a kapara. So if he did an avera that's too severe to deserve a kapara, he doesn't get to go to Galus. So Ger Toshev kills Yisrael. It's those sagi lebe Galus. Ikad Rami Kraya Dadi. Some ask this as a stira, not in the Mishnah, from one line of the Mishnah to the next, like we just asked it, but rather a stira in psukim. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk of the Neishol, Ger Toshev v'socham, tiyan eshesha arim. Sounds like the Ari Miklat are for a Ger Toshev as well. Uksiv, v'yilachem arim lemiklat, lachem v'lo legerim. But another Pasuk says, v'yilachem l'ari miklat, that the Ari Miklat are for you, for the Jewish people, not for a Ger Toshev. How do we reconcile the stira? So Amrav Kan, Alo Kasha, Kan be the Ger Toshev, Shar Yisrael, Kan be Ger Toshev, Shahar a Ger Toshev. First way to reconcile the stira is that it depends who the Ger Toshev killed. If he killed another Ger Toshev, so then it's, yeah, the Ari Miklat are also Ula Ger Vela Toshev B'tochem. But if he killed the Yisrael, then no, it's only Lachem. The Ger Toshev is excluded from the possibility of Galus. Frankly, Gemara doesn't work, though. Raminhi, I'll ask you a stira. Lefichach Kervav Shahargu Ne'aragin. A ger and a guy that kill get killed. Katani ger dum yadavid chavim. So apparently the situation that a guy gets killed is similar to the situation that a ger toshav would get killed. Well, ma'av chavim loshon tekatul bar minei loshon tekatul lav bar minei ne'arag. When does a guy get killed for killing somebody? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who he killed. Even if he kills another ovid chavim, he's chayiv misa for killing somebody. So it sounds like af ger toshav af ger loshon tekatul bar minei loshon tekatul lav bar minei ne'arag. Sounds like a ger toshav also should get killed whether he kills another Ger Toshev or whether he kills the Yisrael. And therefore we're back stuck to the question, when does a Ger Toshev ever go to Galus? He's always Chayiv Misa. He should always get killed. So Amar Rav Chista Lo Kasha, second possibility. Kan Shargo Derech Hirida, Kan Shargo Derech Aliyah. You're right, a Ger Toshev is going to get killed for killing somebody, but that's only if he kills someone Derech Aliyah. If he kills someone Derech Hirida, that's subject to Galus. Derech Hirida, the Yisrael Gali, Iunami Sagile Begalus. If he kills Derech Hirida, where Yisrael would go to Galus for killing Derech Yerida, so Ger Toshev would also go to Galus for killing Derech Yerida. But Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, who Nerag. But if he kills Derech Aliyah, where Yisrael would be Potter, well, for that, the Ger Toshev is going to get killed. Says Gemara, that's backwards. If he gets the same punishment as Yisrael when it's Derech Yerida, why should it be that Derech Aliyah Yisrael is Pater, and he gets a more severe punishment, where it goes in two different directions. You move it to Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael goes to more Kal, and the Ger Toshev goes to more Chamur. Why does that make sense? Well, why does Derech Aliyah have opposite impact on the Yisrael as it does on a Ger Toshev? So Gemara says, Amalei Rav, Lav Kal V'Chamuru, Umad Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Gali, Iunami Sagile B'Golus. When the Yisrael goes to Golus, which is Derech Yerida, Golus is good enough for a Ger Toshev too. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Potter, Derech Aliyah, Yisrael's Potter from, and not because it's too severe. Yisrael's Potter from Golus when it's Derech Aliyah, apparently because it's less of an act of murder. So if it's less of an act of murder, you Nerad, all of a sudden you're going to kill a Ger Toshev for that. Ella Amar Ravas, Ravas has a third possibility, and that is Ba'omer Mutter. When do we say that a Ger Toshev goes to Golus? Ger Toshev gets killed, rather, and does not get to go to Golus? That is if Omer Mutter. If it's totally Shogeg, then he goes to Golus. But if it's Omer Mutter, he kills someone because he thought it's Mutter to kill people, so that is for that, he's going to get killed. He's not going to go to Golus. If you look at Tosos, on the second answer that we gave, the Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida answer. So the Gemara had said Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Pater who Narag doesn't make sense. Well, the Gemara had said initially that Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Pater who Narag, that Derech Aliyah if Yisrael is Pater, the Ger Toshev is going to get killed. Ask Tosos. Leaving out the Gemara's kasha on it, it still doesn't make sense. Because the whole problem with the first approach was that the Ger Toshev has to have the same din as Novid Chavim. The second approach doesn't solve that by saying, oh, you know when he gets killed when he does it Derech Aliyah? Well, that still doesn't match an Ovid Chavim. Because an Ovid Chavim gets killed both if he kills Derech Aliyah and if he kills Derech Yerida. An Ovid Chavim never goes to Galus. He gets killed no matter how he kills. So it's still, even the second answer, what the Hava Amina of the second answer is difficult to understand. What you have to say is that we don't think that he has to have all the same dinim as an Ovid Chavim, but simply that, just like an Ovid Chavim, it doesn't make a difference who the Ovid Chavim kills, he gets the same halacha, whether he kills someone who's like him or not like him, that a Ger Toshev would have that same status, that if he kills another Ger Toshev, Derech Yerida is Chayiv Golus, Derech Aliyah is Chayiv Misa, and if he kills a Jew, same thing, Derech Yerida is Chayiv Golus, Derech Aliyah is Chayiv Misa. So that's why the Gemara had to reject the second approach for a different reason. So that's why we stick with the third approach, that what's the case where a Ger Toshev goes to Golus when he kills Bishogeg? What's the case where he's Chayiv Misa, where it's Omer Mut? So, Amalei Abaye, Omer Mutter, Anasu. If he's Omer Mutter, he shouldn't be Chayiv Misa. He's an Anas. How's he supposed to? He didn't know. He didn't know that it's also to kill. Amalei Shaini Omer, Omer Mutter, Karav Lemezidu. Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid. You got to do better. You have to get a better education than that. You have to know that it's also to kill. Vazlu Tamayu, and this is Lushitasam. The Itmar Kasavr Behem of Nimtza Adam. If a person thought it was an animal and it turned out that it was a person and he took aim when he was hunting because he thought he was killing an animal, so Kenani, right, it's in Yonad Yomer, right, we talk about Esav in this week's Parsha, and he kills Nimrod because he thought he was an animal. So Kasavar Behem of Nimtza Adam, if you think that he's an animal, and it turns out that he's an Adam, Kenani, Venimtza Ger Toshev, you thought it was a Kenani, it turns out it was a Ger Toshev, Rava Amar Chayiv, Omer Mutter, Karav Lemezidu, Rava says you Chayiv, because that's an Omer Mutter, and Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid. But Rav Chissa, Omer Potter, Omer Mutter, Alnasu, Rav Chissa says you Potter, because an Omer Mutter has a status of an Ones. Why is that an Omer Mutter? I thought Omer Mutter is that you thought it was Mutter to do this act, not that you didn't realize what you were doing. So Rashi explains, Kasavar Behema Harezek Omer Mutter Shahayilo Lilmod Vavzeh meaning, Omer Mutter means you should have known better. You should have paid a little bit more attention, whether it be to Chumash class when you learned the Pasuk Lo Tirtzach, or whether it be when you were looking at what you were shooting, to pay a little more attention. Is that an animal or is it a human? It doesn't take that much attention to be able to. So both of those have the status of Omer Mutter. They both mean that you should have just paid a little bit more attention. So you see, this is the Machlokas, whether Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid, or Omer Mutter is considered an Ones. So the Gemara says, both Rava and Rav Chista derive their halachos from the story with Avimelech and Sarah. Esve Rava the Rav Chista, Rava proves his point to Rav Chista that an Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid, because the Pasuk says, Hinach Meis Ali Isha Shalakachta, that you're going to die for the woman that you took. My love Bidei Adam, doesn't that mean that you Chayiv Misa Bidei Adam for taking this woman in Dinei Bnei Noach, even though he was Omer Mutter, he thought she was his sister. So lo, Bidei Shemayim. No, this Misa was going to be Bidei Shemayim. Take a Nami, Dechsiv, Mechatol Li, that it says Mechatol Li, so it seems that the whole Misa was Bidei Shemayim, because Hashem is saying, you sin to me. Ul Tamech, V'chatasi L'Elkim, L'Elkim V'lo L'Adam. Well, if you're going to bring a Raya from Mechatol Li, so then when the Pasuk says, V'chatasi L'Elkim, is that when Yosef says to Eishes Potiphar, that I've already been raised to a position of prominence in this house, and my master has been so good to me, he hasn't held anything back from me, all he told me is I can't have you, because you're his wife, how could I do such a thing, and it will be a sin, what, and that wouldn't be a sin to her husband? Of course it would be your sin to her husband. Eladino Masula Adam Hachanami Dino Masula Adam. What it means is that the din is going to be masala adam. So over here also it just means dino masala adam. So you can't bring a raya from mechatol li. That's not going to be a raya one way or the other. Eisve Abaye l'Rava. Abaye asks on Rava the opposite. Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. Avimelech says, I don't understand. How could you kill me? I was a tzadik. I didn't do anything wrong. Meaning, and it sounds like Hakadosh Baruch Hu admits. Hakadosh Baruch Hu agrees. You're right. You are a tzaddik. You had no idea that she was your sister. That she was not a sister. So Hasam Kutika. So apparently Omer Mutter is an anus. So says more. No Hasam Kutika Mahadri Lavei Vata Hashem Veshesish Kinavihu. Hashem did not agree to him. Hashem said you are guilty. When did Hashem tell him you are guilty? When he said give back the wife because the man is a navi. What kind of statement is that? Eishes Navihu de Teader Delav Navi Lo Teader. Is that the halacha that if you sleep with an Eishes Ish who's the wife of a regular person, you get to keep her? But if she's the wife of a Navi, then you have to return her? That doesn't make sense. So what's Hashem saying? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. Give back the wife. Mikol makom, no matter what. It doesn't matter who she's married to. Give back the Eishes Ish. Aye, what about your other taina that you're a tzaddik and you don't deserve any punishment? You thought she was his sister. The fact that he said, I'm a tzaddik, I shouldn't get killed for this. Halohu Omer Liachosi, after all, he said she's my sister. Well, Navi who? The response to that is, he's a Navi, and that's why he said she was his sister. Mimach Lamad. A Navi means he was clever enough to figure out where this was going if he doesn't tell you that she's his sister. Because Achsonoi Shabali Ir, when a guest comes to town, if the very first thing you ask him is not, can I get you a drink? Do you need a place to stay? But the very first thing that he asks is, oh, that woman over there, who is she? So he knows that he better respond that she's his sister, because otherwise he's going to be in trouble. Achsonai shabali yer aliske achilu shtia sholonoso klum sholonoso ishtchazu achos chazu. You're supposed to ask him about achilu shtia. You don't ask ishtchazu achos chazu mikan sheben noach nerak shrei lalun l'dololamad. And from here we see that a ben noach gets killed for an omer mutter, for something that he should have known and he didn't know. Even just the should have known is enough reason for a ben noach to be nerak. There is a discussion. Well, I mean, we'll discuss a little bit later. To what extent Bnei Noach are obligated in mitzvos sichlios? That's something that they should have figured out. Something that they should have been able to know, just because it's logical that one should know certain things. Okay, says the Mishnah now. Hasuma eino golas. Someone who's blind does not go to golas. Div Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Ramei Romer Gola. Ramei says he does. So blind person machlokes whether he goes to golas. Hasone eino gola. Rabbi Yosi Amar Hasone Narag Bnei Shu Kamuad. The Sone does not go to golas. Rabbi Yosi says yeah. He doesn't go to Galus because he gets killed, because we assume he's like a Muad. We assume that if Sone, if someone who hates somebody else kills somebody else, he did it on purpose. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's a little harsh. Rabbi Shimon says, we have to assess the situation. Yesh Sone Gala, Yesh Sone Sheino Gala. Sometimes the Sone will go to Galus, sometimes he won't go to Galus. It depends on the situation. Zaklal, Kol Shu Yachal Omer Lada'as Harag Eino Gala. If it seems that he did it on purpose, then he's not going to go to Galus. He really should get killed. V'shalola das harag, meaning he's really amazing, but v'shalola das harag, hareza gola. But if he kills shalola das, meaning it's, if it's obvious, there's no way he could have planned this, it's clear that it was a shogeg, then he would go to Galus as well, even though he's a sone. So that's a machlokas about a sone, whether a sone goes to Galus or not. So Tan Rabbanan, first we discuss the issue of a blind person. So actually, before we even get to the issue of a blind person, we said when it comes to the sone, that it depends on that according to one shita, according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon, we assess whether he could have done it b'mezid or not. So the implication is that the Tanakhama holds that even if the assessment is that there's no way that he could have done this b'shogeg, that he could have done this b'mezid, this whole thing had to be a shogeg. It was such a strange way. The rope snaps, he falls off the roof himself, something crazy that it wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have risked his own life, right? So even then, it sounds like the Tanakhama holds that he does not go to Galus. That we that even when you can't say l'das harago, so he still would not go to Galus. Question is why? Meaning, if the Bar Tanura writes that the svara for the Tanakhama is shechaskasu karov lemezid, that probably he was mezid. But in the case where you know he wasn't mezid, the Tanakhama still holds that that he doesn't go to Galus. Well, why not? If we know that he wasn't mezid, so says the Rashash. The Rabbi Shimon the Taimei, the Darish Taimei the Krav, Rabbanon the Taimei, the Lo Darshin the Taimei the Krav. Tanakhama says, look, we have a pasuk that tells us that a son doesn't go to Galus. Taimei the Krav, because he did it, we think that he really did it b'mezid, and therefore if he didn't really, no, I don't care about Taimei the Krav. That's it. A son doesn't go to Galus. Whereas Rabbi Shimon is Darish Taimei the Krav. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Masech Sanhedrin, that he's Darish Taimei the Krav. That the reason that a son doesn't go to Galus is because we assume he did it b'mezid. So good, if we know that he did it b'shogeg, then he will go to Galus. So that is the that's the Lishitasam that the Rosh Hash points out over here. Okay, but a discussion about a Summa. Tan Rabban, below Ra'os, Prat L'Summa Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Omer, below Ra'os, L'Rabo says a Summa. Machlokas, how did Darshan below Ra'os? Is it excluding a Summa or including a Summa? So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why would below Ra'os be excluding a Summa? Tichsiv, Asher Yavo, Asher Yabiyar, Afil Summa. You just read the Pashup Shad and the Pesukim. It sounds like from this situation that's being described, it could even be a blind person, that a blind person is included in the parsha. So then when a miut comes, asa below ra'os, comes the Torah and adds the phrase below ra'os, miate, it must be telling me to go against what I would have thought had I not had the phrase of below ra'os. I would have thought that it includes summa, so now I know exclude a summa. Rameir below ra'os, lemait. Rameir says below ra'os is to exclude a summa. Bivli das is lemait. Bivli das also is lemait. Ushave miut achar miut. Then now there's a new rule. When there's a double miut, that is always the rabos, and that's why we include a summa. Rabbi Yehuda bivli das prat lemiskavi nudasa. Rabbi Yehuda would say no. Bivli das is not an extra miut about a summa. Bivli das comes to tell me that if someone is miskavin, that he doesn't go to Golus. Rabbi Yossi omer asone nerag. Rabbi Yossi says that a sone gets killed. Frek the Gemara, v'halo asrube. How can a sone who kills b'shogeg, or who kills in a way that seems b'shogeg, get killed? There was no asra'a. If there was asra'a, then of course he would get killed. But the Mishnah is talking about where there was no asra'a, where it was a case that looked like a shogeg. Says Gemara, masnis Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi. Titanin Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudi Omer, chavarenu tzar chasral, fishlo nitin asra'a, elo lahavkin min shogeg lemezid. We're assuming, like the Shita, that certain people do not require asra'a. For example, a chaver does not require asra, because the whole purpose of asra is to be able to differentiate between someone who does something b'shogeg and someone who does something b'mezid. So a Sone does not require Asra either, because we know that he did it b'mezid. So Maritz Chayes points out a very strong kasha. He says, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, l'chori you should still need Asra to make sure that he realizes that this is Yisrael, that he's a Ben Brisu. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda also is moded that such Asra should be necessary. It's only Hitur Atzma L'mitza that's not necessary. Meaning, once the guy knows that he's committing an act of murder, you don't need to verify with him, do you know what that means? Do you know that you're going to be Chayiv Misa? If he's a Chaver, he knows that he's going to be Chayiv Misa. But he still needs to know what he's doing. He still needs to know the identity of the person that he's killing. So shouldn't he require Hasra on that level? So Maritz Chayes says, Matzasi la ritva shekasav debekol chaver tzarech Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lohodiyo sha'anera Yisrael imenu mefursam. That the ritva says that enochinami, if it's not a well-known thing that the person that he's killing is a Jew, then enochinami, you do need to tell the chaver that the person that he's killing is a Jew. But we see the ritva answers the kasha with those words, im eino meforsam, meaning the Ritva says that if it's obvious that he's a Jew, the guy looks like a Jew and everyone knows him as a Jew, he's a member of the Jewish community, everyone realizes who this person is, so then the Chaver would not require any Asra because he knows exactly who it is that he's killing. But l'chora, the din of the Chaver and the din of the Sone are two totally different dinim, meaning the din of a Chaver in Tzarech Asra is because we know that he knows the Halacha. The din of a Sone in Tzarech Asra is because we know that he's doing this on purpose, but he still needs to know the halacha, right? So the Rav Yosef Engel asks in Beis HaOtzar, how do we solve the fact that the Sone may not know the halacha? So the truth is, the Ritva points out that we're talking about a Sone Chaver, meaning these aren't two separate things, that the Sone is also a Chaver, and that's why he doesn't need any Asra. He doesn't need to know the halacha because he already does, he's a Chaver, and we know that he's doing it on purpose, so he doesn't need Asra. We know he's doing it permissive because he's a Sone. So it's an unusual thing that a Chaver who happens to be willing to murder someone that he doesn't like, right? So it's a Sone Chaver. But Rav Yosef Engel, based on Otzer, is not convinced that that's the case. He says, why is it that the Sone doesn't require Asra to at least tell him what the halacha is, to tell him that you're not allowed to kill someone? He says, because Ritzicha is an Isra Sichli. It's something that's absolutely logical. And every human being is supposed to know that you're not allowed to kill someone. And that's why a Sone does not require Asra. Of course he knows that you're not allowed to kill someone. Anything that's Nisr Sichli is absolutely included. Everybody has to be aware of that. And he points out that a Ben Noach is Chayiv in every Isr Sichli. The Kli Chemda writes, that's Mefurish in the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni in Parshas Noach says, how did the Dor HaMavel get punished? They were not yet mitzuva on the mitzvos B'nei Noach. So says the Chizkuni, Yesh Lomar Yesh Kama mitzvos Shechayavim B'nei Adam L'shamar Mikoach Svaras Hadas. There are many things that people just have to know because it's logical. Afal pi shelo nitztavu, even without being commanded in it. Ulefichach nenshu kmo kayin shenena shel shvichas damim. Like Kayin who got punished for murder, afal pi shelo nitztavu al kach. Something that's sichli, something that's logical, they have to know. In fact, the Prima Gadim writes that the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is a mitzvah sichli, and therefore Bnei Noach were always knowing Kibud Av V'Em, and Nistama, it's something that they're chayiv in as well. That Bnei Noach are chayiv in Kibud Av V'Em. It's also this week's parsha. The two greatest examples of Kibud Av V'Em are both goyim, both in Torah Shebichsav, Esav, and in Torah Shebalpeh, Dama Ben Nesina. They're both goyim. Says the Prima Gadim, yeah, because goyim are chayiv in Kibud Av V'Em, and that's highlighting the point. Why are they chayiv? Because it's a mitzvah sichli. Of course, you would have to be mechabed. So some of the achronim point out, l'chara, that's directly against the Gemara. The Gemara in Kedushin tells the story of Dama Ben Nesina and tells of his great reward of Dama Ben Nesina. The Gemara says, ma misha inu mitzuva kach. Misha mitzuva, alachas kama v'kama. The Gemara explicitly says, Dama Ben Nesina was inu mitzuva. So some of the achronim suggest that what it means is, just like someone who gets rewarded as an Eina Mitzuva, meaning a woman who takes lulav is an Eina Mitzuva Vyasa, she gets rewarded as an she's actually not Mitzuva, and she gets schar as an Eina Mitzuva Vyasa. When a guy does mitzvahs, even those that he's Mitzuva in, his schar is only on the level of an Eina Mitzuva Vyasa. So that's what we're highlighting, the reward in the Gemara Kiddushin. Yeah, he's Mitzuva. Mami She'Eina Mitzuva, meaning just like this is the reward for someone who gets rewarded as an Eina Mitzuva, so a Yisrael who gets rewarded as a Mitzuva, al achas kama v'kama, that the reward is going to be a serious reward. So, but that's the idea that Bnei Noach are chayiv even in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. And perhaps it's included in Dinim if you try to figure out where it is in the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Maybe it's included in Dinim as well. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Rabbi Shimon Omer Yesh Sonei Goler. Rabbi Shimon had said depends on the situation as far as a Sonei is concerned. So Tanya, Ketzad Amar Rabbi Shimon Yesh Sonei Goler Yesh Sonei Sheinu Goler. What would be the cases where a Sonei would get Golas, wouldn't get Golas? Nifsak Goler Nishmat Eino Goler. Let's say he's pulling something up on the roof and he's using a rope. If it snaps, the rope snaps, so obviously that was a shogig. There's no way he could have planned that. He goes to Golas. If it slips out of his hand, not so obvious that it's a shogig. Just as his sonei is walking underneath, all of a sudden the heavy item he's holding on the roof slips out of his hand and lands on the guy, he doesn't go to Golas. But wait, Rabbi Shimon says he goes to Golas only if it slips out of his hand. So kasha nifsa ka nifsa kasha nishmat and nishmat. It's a double stira. Whether Nifsak goes to Golas or not, or whether Nishma goes to Golas or not. So the girsa we have over here is Nifsak and Nifsak Lokasha, Haba Oif Abasone, Nishma to Nishma Lokasha, HaRebi HaRabban. But Rashi changes the girsa, the Bach changes the girsa. The way they have the girsa is Nishma to Nishma Lokasha, Haba Oif Abasone, Nifsak and Nifsak Lokasha, HaRebi HaRabban. Meaning when we say that if the rope snap, if the rope slips, you go to Golas, that's by an O wave, where we don't think that he did it midas. When it says if it slips, you don't go to Golas, that's talking about a sone, where, as we said explicitly, that if it slips out of a sone's hand, he does not go to Golas, we think he did it on purpose. When it says nifsak, that goes to Golas, that's even by a sone, certainly by an O wave, and that's assuming, like Rabbi Shimon, that nishmat habarzel mekaso gets Golas, that when you're swinging an axe, if the blade comes off the axe, you go to Golas. Nifsak hachevel is similar to that, because you're left with something in your hand. That something fell off of the item that was in your hand that was attached. So that would be the case where you go to Golas. When it says nifsak is eino gola, that assumes like Rebbe that nishmat habarzel mikaso is eino gola, that if the blade falls off of the axe, you don't go to Golas. So over here as well, you would not go to Golas. That's how they explain according to the girsa that Rashi has. And Rashi points out that the girsa that we have in front of us over here is a highly problematic girsa. Okay, so says the Mishnah now. Lehechan Golan. Where are these? Where do they go to Golas? Lari Miklat, to cities called Ari Miklat. L'shalosh of Ever Yarden. There are three that are on the Ever Yarden. L'shalosh of Eretz Kanan and three in Eretz Kanan proper. Shnemar shalosh arim titnu le'ever Yarden. L'shalosh arim titnu Eretz Kanan. It's beferish in the Torah. Before the three that were set aside in Eretz Yisrael were set aside, the three on Eber Yadin did not yet work as Arei Miklat. The Achronim are done. What would this din that you need all of them working simultaneously? What would happen if at some later date one of these cities were to be destroyed? Would they all stop working? Is it only a din in the beginning of the Arei Miklat that they only begin to work when all six of them are designated, or is it a din in the continuing functioning of the Arei Miklat? But certainly in the beginning, that's clear in the Mishnah. Shnemar, Sheish Arei Miklat Tiyena, Achu Sheshtan Koltos Ka'achas. You need all six of them at once. So Umuchvanos Lendrachim Izulazu, they would set up roads from one to the other. Shnemar, Tachan Chadarach Vishilashta, Umoslan Shnei Tamidicham. Another Alacha, we would assign two Tamidichachamim to go along with them. Shemar Yargenu Bederach Vi. So just in case the Gaal Adam would try to kill this Rotzeach on the road, so we want these Tamid Chachamim to be able to speak to the Gaal Adam and say, don't do this, you shouldn't act like a Shofchei Damim, you know, this guy didn't do a Mezid, he did a Bishogeg, you know, to calm him down. Rameir Omer, Hu Medaber Al Yedei Atzmo. Rameir says the guy could speak for himself, meaning he could try to calm them down himself. Shnemar Zedvar HaRotzeach, that the Rotzeach is the one that has Dibur over here. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah Omer, B'tchila Echad Shogeg when someone initially kills somebody, whether it's shogig or mezid, right away, first reaction, run to a near miklat. When it comes time for the din Torah to figure out whether we're going to make a gemar din that he killed b'shogig and belongs in a near miklat, or whether he killed b'mezid and is chayiv misa, so bezin will send for him and we'll bring him out of the near miklat to judge him. Mishan chayiv misa b'bezin argu. If bezin determines that he did it b'mezid, so they'll kill him. Mishlon is chayiv misa, but true. Mishan chayiv gal. And if he was Chayiv Golas, they'll send him back. There are three results from the Din Torah. It could be that they'll determine he's Chayiv Misa and kill him. It could be they determine he's Pater Miklum, and let him go. Or it could be that they'll determine that he has to go back to the Ir Miklat. Now, apparently, in the Mishnah, it's clear that we assign Shomrim, we assign these Talmidei Chachamim, to go with him to the Ir Miklat. However, it's not clear whether that's true even on this last point of the Mishnah. When the guy has to run right away, he kills somebody, he runs straight to the Ir Miklat. At that point, are there two Talmidei Chachamim that go with him as well? So the Rambam in the fifth parak of Rotzeach Shmir Sanefesh writes, Kishemeshivin oso, Moshen lo shnei Talmidei Chachamim. When we return him to the Ir Miklat, we send him with two Talmidei Chachamim. Sounds like on his initial run to the Ir Miklat, we do not send him with any accompaniment. So Tosya explains, because the Braisa tells us that the Shomrim are supposed to speak for him to the Gol Adam, and they're supposed to say, we're going to learn in tomorrow's daf, they're supposed to say, Al tinag bo minag shofchei damim, don't do anything to him, bishkaga ba maisa liyado, you should know that it was bishogeg. Well, they can't say that in his initial run to the Ir Miklat. They don't yet know that it was bishogeg. The Chazon Ish suggests that there's a chiluk between after the Gemara Din, where that's where the Mishnah says that medabrim alibo of the Gol Adam, and we tell him, leave him alone, but you can't stop him from killing him. As opposed to before the Gemara Din, he says, the Gol Adam has no heter to kill him before the Gemara Din. You don't need the Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, because the Gol Adam that kills before the Gemara Din, when he's initially running to the Ir Miklat, such a Gol Adam is Chayiv Misa. Such a Gol Adam is a Rodef, and anyone else would be allowed to kill a Gol Adam who's going after him at that time. So it's unnecessary to have Shnei Talmidei Chachamim at that point. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim, where this idea that Mezid didn't run to the Ir Miklat, is that just for their own benefit, or is that something that they're chayiv to do? Is it that they're obligated to run to the Ir Miklat, or something that we recommend for their own benefit that they should run to the Ir Miklat? Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Braisa in the Gemara.